Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
As we get towards the end of June, it's about time for football. It's definitely my favorite time of the year, and this is one of my favorite interviews of the year. We're going to talk college football. One of the top topics, of course, you'll be able to listen to the Utah Utes all season long right here on KOAL. The Utes will open up the season against BYU, first time in about 100 years that has happened. Joining us right now over the phone to talk college football, we have the guru of the sport, Phil Still. And of course, you can get Phil Still's College Football Preview magazine, which is out right now. It's the Bible of college football. Phil, as always, it's a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you so much for the time today.
Hey, a real pleasure, Jordan. Always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, I always look forward to this. And before we dive into the nuts and bolts of a couple of college football teams, we'll start by talking about the magazine. You have to have this in the off season. I know you do in-depth research and coverage. For those who are unaware of Phil Still's College Football Magazine, I don't know that there's too many that don't know anything about it. But still, Phil, you do a tremendous amount of work all year long prepping for the upcoming college football season.
Yeah, that's, you know, we start the magazine the Saturday after the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and when some team seasons are complete, and then we spend 6 months working on this. Got a staff of about 15 folks that work for me, and for 6 months we are on a constant deadline trying to get this thing to the press. We go through three write-throughs on the magazine. The first one's a postseason write-through, second one's a pre-spring write-through, and the final one is after I get to talk to the coaches and go over each team with them. Talk to about 110 of the 130 head coaches this year, and I got all my players in the right order. And if you open up the cover of a magazine and flip to a team page, we've got the same amount of coverage on Utah State and BYU that we do on Alabama and Oklahoma. Two full pages, all the information, same spot, same page. I feel it's got 3 to 4 times the amount of information of any other college football preview magazine out there.
There's no question. There's no question. And Phil, for those who can't necessarily get out, or maybe the book is not, or the magazine's not available in their area, of course, you can order it on philstill.com. And you guys also have digital magazines as well.
That's right. You know, it's available at all the fine bookstores out there, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Books A Million, CVS, Target, Walgreens, Public, places like that. But as you mentioned, if you go to philstill.com, that's STEELE.com, you can order the magazine there with the cover of your choice. And you can also, as you just touched on, if you click in the upper left-hand corner under Digital Magazines, you can get it downloaded to your iPad or your iPhone, your Android device, your Kindle device, or even your computer. And once you get it downloaded to one of those, you've got access to it on all of them. If you get both copies, the hard copy as well as the downloadable copy, it saves a little bit of wear and tear on your pages because folks use this magazine all throughout the season.
Absolutely. I know we do here at Drive Time Sports. It's kind of a must as far as college football season goes. Phil, let's dive into it. We'll start with the Utah Utes. I know that they are projected favorites in the Pac-12 South, maybe rightfully so. I mean, if you take a look at the 12 games on schedule this year, they're favored in, I believe, 10 or 11 of them. Tyler Huntley, Jason Shelley coming back. You have Zach Moss. I mean, offensively, there's a lot to get excited about with this Utah Ute team. And then, of course, if we talk about Kyle Whittingham, two things we know all the time. Special teams is going to be very good, and defensively, they're going to be stout, even though they have lost a couple of key contributors. Give me your take on the Utah Utes for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I'm extremely bullish on Utah this year, despite the fact they're coming off 7-6 and 9-5 seasons. And I'm going to talk about Notre Dame first. And the reason I'm going to is last year Notre Dame was my number one surprise team in the country, or a non-top 10 team that I thought could actually make the playoff. Well, the Irish opened the season number 12 AP. They finished in the playoff. This year, my number one surprise team, it's the Utah Utes. And here's what I like about them, Jordan. As you touched on last year, Tyler Huntley, their quarterback, Zach Moss, the star running back, both go down with injury, 5 games to go. Yet Utah still got to the Pac-12 title game, still gave Washington everything they wanted in that game, and probably should have won the bowl game. They looked like they were in complete control in the first half. Then came the rain and the turnovers in the second half and turned into a loss and a 5-loss season for the Utes. Well, Huntley's back, Moss is back, the receiving core should be one of the better receiving cores Whittingham has fielded here, led by Britton Covey. And then you look at the offensive line. Once again, 3 starters back, NFL-caliber left tackle in Paulo, I think they're in good shape there. What I love about the Utes this year is their defense. I have them the number one rated defensive line in college football. They go 10 or 11 deep on the D-line. Of those 11, probably 6 or 7 have NFL talent. I'm talking about Bradley and Nay, Pennacini, Fotu, players like that. Linebacking core solid. Bernard's back. Guidry's back. They add in a Manny Bowen who comes over from Penn State. That's a huge plus. Jalen Johnson, a shutdown corner. Julian Blackman, outstanding free safety. So they have one of the best defenses in the country. And then, as you touched on again, anytime Kyle Whittingham is coaching a team, they're going to have an outstanding special team. So they really are a complete team. And then you factor in the schedule. Remember last year, part of the reason that Utah wasn't as thought of as highly in the preseason was the fact they had a brutal schedule. They drew all the top four teams out of the Pac-12 North. Well, this year, they get to avoid Oregon. They avoid Stanford. They get Washington State at home. The schedule gets a little bit easier. They go from 5 Pac-12 road games to 4. Add it all up, I think they're a threat. Pac-12 hasn't made the playoff for a couple of years. I think Utah's a threat to be that team. Key games of the season at USC, at Washington. If they can take care of business there, look out for Utah this year.
Phil, the one question, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, you can't predict this into the future, but the one thing that has plagued the Utes for quite some time, at least as long as I've been here covering the Utes, it's finding stability at the quarterback spot. And when I say stability, I'm talking about someone staying healthy. You mentioned the injury issues again last year at quarterback. I mean, that's got to be key this year for the Utes as well. Tyler Huntley's health is going to be a big question mark, I think, throughout the year. If that's an issue for Utah moving forward, I don't know, because again, we did get to see Jason Shelley, but at the same time, that's been an issue for the Utes, keeping a quarterback out on the field.
Yeah, it has. And, you go back to last year, though, when Huntley went down, all of a sudden you're taking a guy that hasn't played before and Jason Shelley and throwing him into the lineup. And as Shelley would end up starting the last five games last year with uneven results, 5 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions. But now you look at Shelley, and he's now got experience, which is huge, because if he's called upon this time, heck, the guy started 5 college games already. He's been there. He's played in the bowl. He's played in the Pac-12 title game, for crying out loud, and also had games against BYU and Oregon. So he'd be a much better prepared quarterback, I feel, to take the field. And then there's also Cam Rising, who you got to keep an eye on, the redshirt freshman. He's probably more of a pocket passer, but he does have some run ability, and he's trying to apply for an eligibility to be a immediately eligible. If that happens, he's coming over from Texas. I think he could be a big-time plus.
Again, we're being joined right now by Phil Still. He's the author of the Phil Still's College Football Preview magazine, which is in stores right now. We're talking about the Utah Utes. Phil, you mentioned last year Utah getting to the Pac-12 championship game despite some of the injuries. Not taking anything away from the Utes, but it seemed like that was a little bit more of an indictment on the Pac-12 South last season, not the best of competition. How much improved will the Pac-12 South as a whole be this year?
Well, I think they're definitely going to be improved. In fact, stating how improved they are over the last 2 years, Jordan, I have called the Pac-12 the fifth conference out of the Power 5 conferences, the fifth best conference. And all you have to do is look at the non-conference records, the bowl records. It's pretty obvious the Pac-12 has had a couple of off years. Well, this year, I've actually got the Pac-12 as the number 3 conference heading into the season. And you could go top to bottom in the Pac-12 South. Start with Arizona. Arizona's going to have Khalil Tate healthy this year. When I talked to Coach Sumlin in the spring, it wasn't just a change of the offense that limited Tate's running ability. It was mostly his banged up. He was really banged up all of last year with his ankle injury, and I think you're going to see a 100% Khalil Tate, which means he's going to be more of a runner. Arizona's going to have that dynamic offense. They've got Schooler back at linebacker. They're going to be tough. UCLA, under Chip Kelly, started out really poor last year. Got better as the season went on. Now they're in the second year of Chip Kelly. He's chased off a lot of players, and when that happens, generally you see the players that stay have bought in pretty well. UCLA also makes my most improved list with Arizona State. Eno Benjamin's back. I think steps in for N'Keal Harry and does a good job at the wide receiver spot. They're dangerous at the offensive line and on defense. And USC vastly improved over last year. Last year, of course, a 5-7 season. But JT Daniels was a true freshman quarterback and thrown into the fire. Had a 14-10 ratio. Now this year, JT Daniels is a veteran quarterback and he's got a tremendous set of receivers to throw to. All guys are potential first, second, or third round picks in St. Brown, Vaughns, Pittman, Williams, and they also go into the more pass-happy offense with Graham Harrell stepping in as the offensive coordinator. So I think all the teams in the South are pretty much improved this year. But so are the Utah Utes. I think Utah's a team that's capable of really making some strides.
Let's move over and talk about BYU. This is a very crucial year for Kalani Sitake. 9-4, 4-9, 7-6. Maybe last year buys himself another season. If you look at this BYU team, Phil, in my mind, they are going to be improved. I really like Tyson Williams coming over. It gives them a jolt, I guess, coming out of the backfield. But if we take a look at BYU front to back, one of the things that would worry me if I was a BYU fan, they have an extremely tough schedule. You get Utah, USC, Washington, Tennessee, Toledo, South Florida, Boise State, and even Utah State, who I think is going to be much improved. Give me your thoughts on BYU going into the season.
Yeah, I think when you look at BYU, as you touched on, they have to survive that first four games of the season. Utah at Tennessee, USC and Washington, and they're the only team in the country to open up with four Power 5 opponents in the first four games. And then you follow it up with road trips to Toledo, who I favor to win the MAC West, USF, which is a much-improved team this year, and Boise State at home. And you find it tough to favor BYU in very many games in the first seven. But I like the talent of this year's squad, starting with quarterback Zach Wilson. Great bowl game for Zach Wilson, but overall a good season. I think when you look at him after taking over the starting QB, there was a big upgrade there. He had 66% of his passes with a 12-3 ratio. You touched on Tyson Williams, and I think the South Carolina transfer could beat out Katoa as the top running back, and Katoa gives you nice depth at that position. Remember last year he averaged 5.6 yards per carry. The receiving core looks solid. Matt Bushman is going to be one of the best tight ends in the country this year, and the offensive line's got four starters returning. Defensively, good talent dispersed throughout. In fact, I rate BYU's defense number 35 on the D-line, number 47 at linebacker, and number 23 at DB. So good talent throughout there. And the special teams is solid. The schedule's the big-time question, but we saw last year BYU went on the road, took on number 6 Wisconsin, beat them. They can beat anybody on the schedule, but there's a lot of tough opponents this year.
Yeah, it is very, very daunting, to say the least, when you take a look at the seven games that we had mentioned, and of course that first month as well. You were talking about the defense, and Phil, one of the things that always stands out to me with BYU is secondary's been a cause of concern nonetheless over the last couple of seasons, and of course some playmakers on the outside. From a speed standpoint, how much better is this BYU team than what we've seen over the last 3 years under Kalani Sitake?
Definitely much faster. You take a look at players like Zane Anderson, Chris Wilcox. These are guys that bring speed to the defense, and that's been one of the upgrades that Coach Sitake has been looking for. And, you know, players like that coming in, I think you're going to see this team be much faster on the defense than what they have been. And I think that pass defense will make big-time strides. A lot of experienced personnel in the pass D for them. And I think getting a guy like Austin Kafensis moving over there, I think that's going to be a plus as well as he adapts to his second year in the secondary.
Well, we'll talk about one more Utah team before we take a quick commercial break. Utah State, Gary Anderson, he's back in Logan. Matt Wells, the Matt Wells era, we could say, is now over as he has moved on to Texas Tech. Tell me about Utah State, Phil.
Well, Utah State's a lot less experienced than they were last year. Last year, they were number 16 in the country in my experience chart. This year, they're number 124, whereas last year, they had 9 returning starters on offense. This year, they're down to 2. Defensively, last year, they had returned 84% of their tackles. This year, they returned just 46% of their tackles. And, of course, last year, Utah State sort of reached a peak. They got to 11 wins. Fantastic season. Came down to the Boise State game to determine the Mountain West title. And I was a huge Utah State advocate last year. Everybody asked me who my favorite teams are. I always say it's the teams I pick higher than everybody else. Well, I had Utah State as my number 2 most improved team in the country last year, and they lived up to that reputation, going from a 6-7 season all the way up to 11-2. Now, this year, I think Utah State will still be good, no doubt about it. You look at the talent they have, Jordan Love at quarterback, Gerald Bright at running back, and good talent dispersed on the defense with Galea and Woodward at the linebacker position. They're solid up front and in the secondary, but I don't know if they're going to be as good as last year, and the schedule gets a little bit tougher. They have to to play Wake Forest, San Diego State, LSU all on the road, Air Force on the road, Fresno State on the road, and host Boise State and BYU. So I think we're definitely going to see a drop in record for Utah State this year. I'm not saying they can't contend in the Mountain, but I think with the experience level that they have and the much tougher schedule that they have this year, factors are pointing down a little bit. I've got them coming in third in the Mountain West Mountain Division.
Phil Steele, again, college football guru, joining us right now. Make sure you get the magazine, Phil Steele's College Football Preview. It is in stores right now. Phil, I would love to have one more segment with you. We can kind of talk about some of the juggernauts, the traditionals, you know, the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Notre Dames. Do you have time for one more segment with us?
You got it, Jordan. Anything for you, buddy.
Ah, fantastic, Phil. Thank you so much. We have more coming up with Phil Steele here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.